All right, a little bit of singing dogs. I always wonder if I play this on the radio, if dogs listen to this, understand what those other dogs are barking about.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
The guy who made that actually took his dog. He didn't do electronics. He actually had dogs and was able to have different sized dogs making different parts of the notes for Jingle Bells. I bring that up because today we're going to talk about your pet and maybe the hardship that might be facing some folks with animals and illnesses, perhaps. We're talking today with Bernadette Vinci, CEO of Guardian Heals, which stands for Humans Enriching Animals' Lives. They've come up with a 501c3 organization that's helping the mission to end economic euthanasia and animal surrender due to inability to pay. Bernadette, this sounds like a fantastic cause. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for inviting me to the show. It's very exciting. Guardian Heals has been in the work, if you can believe, for about 15 years, thinking about it with one of the doctors, Dr. Jason Berg, and myself, and working in the veterinary field, seeing the hardship that people are facing, or an unexpected illness when a pet comes in, you know, when they're looking at the estimate and they can't afford it, made us really want to be able to help these pets. So the Humans Enriching Animals' Lives is because animals enrich our lives every day, and it's so important. So we have two missions. The first mission is to, you know, help owners pay for essential veterinary care when they can't afford it. It's very sad if someone comes in and a pet could be helped and they euthanize it or surrender it over. There's so many shelters that are overpacked as it is. So we want to be that group that helps with that. The other mission, which is, I think, just as important, is to educate people, especially the younger people, on the importance of, you know, financial responsibility. People don't realize what it costs to have a pet, and the financial responsibility is just really important. But, you know, today is Giving Tuesday, so if anybody would like to visit our website, it's healspets.org, healspets.org.
Give an opportunity to donate and help out there as well. I've learned long ago, and I don't know whether who it was that told me, there's no such thing as a free kitten sign. When you see a sign that says free kittens, right? That's the hook.
Right.
You bring that in and you realize, you know, that kitten will live quite a long, healthy life, and hopefully a healthy life, but you never know what might come up. And there is just regular checkups that people need to take care of, as well as sometimes those things that come up that suddenly you learn about all sorts of different illnesses or things and discover the cost that possibly could be coming of this. I suppose sometimes in this past year with the pandemic, with a lot of people losing work and jobs and finances going in different directions, that's where you maybe saw a spike in this or thought this is the time to kick in and actually launch this organization?
Yes, absolutely. That's what gave us the final push, seeing this every day. And, you know, we have some clients who have pet insurance. And pet insurance helps them be able to afford these services. So my big goal is to let people know about pet insurance, you know, and do it when they're young because, you know, someone will say, well, you know, I have a one-year-old puppy. What's going to happen? And anything could happen at that point. And you want the insurance when they're young. So I'm a big proponent of insurance, but then there are people who can't afford it, right? So I always say, well, maybe get the kids starting like a little pet savings account if it's putting in a dollar a week. So, I'm educating people more about that. And, you know, this is the time of year when people are thinking about going out and bringing home a pet for the holiday.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about that. Maybe even a thought of how to prepare for something like that and or understanding it when the new year calendar turns, that pet will still be there. It's not like a gift and present that sometimes maybe gets run out of the fun. And who's going to be responsible? Talk a little bit about maybe that planning, if you could.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, a lot of people, you know, see the commercials that we all do, and it's so exciting to see a little puppy or a little kitty, all, you know, the little ribbon, and you know, think about it. Wouldn't that be exciting to bring something home to someone for Christmas Day? What a joy, right? But sometimes we do that and don't think about, as you said, the responsibility. It could be up to a 20-year commitment. And there is a lot of planning that should go into place for this. So let's look at two scenarios. One, I decide that I'm going to surprise my boyfriend with a puppy on Christmas Day. Did I think about that puppy coming from a shelter or from just coming from the mom and siblings bringing this puppy home or kitten home? It must be a calm environment. You want to start them off on the right foot. So did you think about who's coming to your house for the holidays? You know, what if you have a lot of company coming over? It's very chaotic at that time. So it's something you have to really think about. And then it's very cold right now. Do you really want to go outside and house train your puppy? I had a puppy when I was small, and it didn't matter to me because I was younger. But I know a lot of people don't even like going out in the winter. So you must think, you know, you have to think about that. You also have to think about the food that will be around and the alcohol and decorations. You know, imagine your puppy or kitten, you know, jumping on the tree. These are all things that could be toxic and could cause issues. And then have you thought about, is this the right pet for our lifestyle? You know, I know a lot of people work 12 hours a day and they can't get anybody to come in, a sitter or a dog walker. And they're like, well, I really want to get this puppy. Well, is it the best thing for you? Maybe you're better off with a kitten that or a cat that can be left alone for a longer period of time. Or maybe this is not the right time to do that. And, you know, you have to stop and think about all of that. I don't know, Bruce, do you have any animals?
I have two dogs, a beagle and a dachshund. So there's...
Oh.
I used to at one point had a St. Bernard and a large standard poodle. So I've gone through many different pets over time. And I will say at some point, just because of my wife's work, she had some two weeks off near the holidays. It was kind of quiet, but she kind of used that time. Sometimes she said, well, if we're getting one, I can get it now because I'm home for like 2 weeks, so we can kind of get everything acclimated before people return to their regular schedule. So that worked out well.
It sounds like you planned it though, right? You you knew what you wanted to do. You know probably had the dog supplies already in the house. You had a plan.
Yes.
She was going to be home for 2 weeks, and that's an excellent. I think it's an excellent time to do that. Everybody though has to assess the situation and just think about it, because this pet is hopefully going to be with you, you know, for could be up to 20 years. And I know you said like you have a beagle and a dachshund, and I'm sure they keep you going.
Yes, a lot. One's older than the other, so and also I kind of get into sort of that older pet, younger pet, and you're like. Sometimes that cycle, Bernadette, never ends, right? You think, well, the one old and the other one's passed. You have the young dog and think, do I need another dog after that? So I've been a dog and a pet owner probably for now for 30-some years over time. But
do you have pet insurance? Did you ever think of that?
I did not. That's okay. One of those things that I almost think it was created somewhere in the middle of my pet ownership. I don't know if this existed in the earlier times, as well as much as microchipping was never a thing from the past. But that's something that's very important too, I would think too. So
things have changed so much. I mean, when I was a child, I remember the dogs just running loose all the time, and that can't happen anymore. You know, it's just so unsafe to do that, and pets get into anything.
Right. What about illnesses with pets? Has that increased a lot? I've realized that there's so much human pets, you know, illnesses that pets can get, and you're thinking pets are living longer, but like us as well, there's those other things that kind of appear that you didn't expect before.
Yeah, there's amazing. There's many pets that develop cancer, and they don't have to be older. They can be younger. A lot of the smaller pets, like the dachshunds, and they end up with spinal injuries sometimes by just jumping off the couch the wrong way. So we see a lot of neurological patients. And then there's sometimes the owners that don't realize that the dog gets out. We see a lot of hit by cars. So that's really, really sad. But I don't think people years ago really brought their pets to the veterinarian. And that's the most important thing now, to keep up with all these illnesses. Take your pet, go for your wellness checkup. You know, make sure everything's good. And we see that, but then during this time, a lot of people just can't afford to do that. So right. there's a lot that, you know, that's going on out there, but there is such a need to help these families and these pets not to be euthanized or Splendor. And, it's, you know, it takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of people to do that.
Right. I know that we have a local animal shelter here occasionally, and they'll sort of post pictures of animals that come in that someone drops off, and they try to do as much as they can. And you realize mm-hmm. the cost of some of this. If something gets hit, if a dog gets hit by a car, the surgery that takes place, or if there's some kind of an illness, and then they kind of give you the positive, here's what happened after, you know, the surgery, and everything looks well, and it's looking for an adoptive or a foster family. So there's always the positive look at that. Again, if people want to donate to Guardian Heals to find out more about it as well, or maybe there's somebody that's in need of that, how do they go about doing it?
Oh, they could just go onto our website, healspets.org, and there is a donate button there. And I also encourage you, if you have any questions, or if you'd like to, you know, be help, please, you know, send me a message on the website. I would love for this to go across the whole USA. So it's going to take some time, but we will get there.
Yep, everywhere. It's one of those positive things that work out. People, you know, trying to help out others, and there's always people think about an animal that they had, and they kind of maybe donate in their honor as well. Bernadette, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing this new adventure with us today.
Thank you, and stay warm, Bruce.
Oh, I absolutely will. Thank you, Bernadette. Bernadette Vinci joining us this morning, CEO of Guardian Heals. Again, you can go to healspets.org to find out more about that organization.